T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
But we did not want to let the weekend begin without talking about today being the first Funville Foodie Friday. And who else would we bring in for that but the VP and COO of the Flying Squirrels, the head squirrel himself, Parney, my man Parney. How you doing?
Good morning, everybody. I just thought about something, Hess, man. For the first time ever on May 22nd, the Flying Squirrels are still undefeated.
Undefeated. That's exactly right. Undefeated and undisputed. Hey, Parney, first of all, I hope all is well and safe with your family. But I wanted to get up front right here first. Today is the first Funville Foodie Friday, but we don't want people to just say, hey, this is a great idea. Let me show up on the boulevard today. You do have to put in your order in advance. So we don't want just drive-ups today, right?
Correct. You know, we're really excited about this. Our staff has just been so great, as usual. I mean, you know a lot of them personally, Gary.
Absolutely.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful people. I love all of them. And you know, we miss our fans terribly. And I feel like our fans miss us terribly, too. So this was an idea that Josh Bourbon and Anthony Opperman, Ben Rothrock, Hannah DeFrank all came together, along with some other folks on staff. And came up with a concept. We tested it out last week. As you mentioned, it's pre-order only, but people can make their orders by Wednesday. And we're going to make this a weekly thing. So if you missed the order opportunity this week, have no fear. You can go online on Monday and have until Wednesday at 5 o'clock to order. We have sausages, hot dogs, cheeseburgers, bratwurst, and you ready for this one? You're going to love this. And you could also order our RVA Rally Cap beer that is manufactured by Center of the Universe, or our new, brand new Feeling Squirrely wine from our friends at New Kent Winery. So not only can you get some great ballpark food to fill up your belly, but you could also kick off the weekends on Friday by getting a four-pack of some of our beverages.
You know, I work early, so my weekend begins before most people's do. So I'm very excited about that part, for sure. And, yeah, that's a great little added element. Please, only people 21 or over.
Correct.
Do that as well. But so the order site for the following Friday, the deadline's Wednesday, and that site opens up on Monday. So you have from Monday to Wednesday each week.
Correct. And we'll be, as always, with everything that we do, and we're treating this like a special event, and we're an event-based company. We'll be tweaking things as we go along. We're even, we're putting some music on today in the ballpark, and we'll have Nutsy will be making various appearances. We'll have some pictures of Nutsy out in case people bring their kids. Of course, social distancing is obviously what we're all about right now until we get through this thing. So, you know, we're doing the best we can with what we have to work with right now, and we're looking forward to doing this today and see what happens, and doing it next Friday, and hopefully Major League Baseball and the players will get together and we'll have some good news soon.
Yeah, hopefully. Your lips to God's ears, my friend, that's for sure. how has this been received so far?
Well, it was great. Like I said last week, we did a little test run with some family and friends, worked a kink or two out, and I feel like the response was great. We've got a bunch of orders, and I don't have a specific number, but Josh Bourbon has felt like it's been very successful, and I think it's something that as people find out more and more about through the next week or two, that they'll participated in it. People miss their hot dogs. People miss their bratwurst, their cheeseburgers. burgers. And, you know, as you know, because I've seen you participate in this,
yeah.
being at the ballpark isn't necessarily about watching a game. It's about the feel of that cold beer in your hand. It's about the smells. Our whole business exists on the sights, sounds, and smells of the ballpark. You know, there's not going to be a lot of sights today, but there'll be some sounds and there'll be some smells. And I think people will be happy. It'll be a great way to enter into Memorial Day weekend.
Parnie, for fans who are interested and they go to the website and order, I know it's curbside pickup. So give me some specific detail as to what curbside you're referring to. Where are people going to go to stop to pick up their food, to have their food brought out to them?
They already have it set up in the parking lot today. When you enter onto Squirrel's Way, there are cones set up that will funnel you into the blue parking lot, and there'll be an attendant there that will motion you down towards the entrance to the merchandise store down the first baseline. So there's an entrance gate there, and there's going to be a tent set up there where our folks will they'll radio when you arrive. They'll radio to the tent. The tent will radio to the kitchen. They'll bring the items down, and the attendant will place it in the back seat of your car.
That is so cool. That is so cool. You guys never cease to amaze Parnie, there is so much more to being a community partner in minor league baseball than the baseball part. The baseball is a huge part of it, but there's a lot more to it. You guys continue to get the job done. Let me ask you this. How difficult a few months has this been? I know it's been difficult for everyone, and everything is relative when it comes to perspective. But I would imagine that this has been a very challenging few months for you guys.
Oh, easily the most challenging of my 31-year career. I mean, not even close. It's been emotional. I mean, even just talking to you about it, I break down and I'm almost in tears. It's been really, really tough, but we bond together. And I feel like part of our role, Gary, is to be a leader in the community and to be a cheerleader and to be a melting pot and a magnet for people to heal. And, you know, hopefully we'll be able to play some baseball this year, and that can be part of our healing process. But if not, our wonderful staff is planning different things that we can do as we enter the different phases that will make the diamond and the ballpark and the squirrels, you know, a centerpiece for continuing on, for getting through this, for getting to the other side. And I think that's what we set to accomplish when we came here 11 years ago, was to be a community leader, was to be an integral fabric of the community. And the baseball is something that supported. Obviously, without baseball, we don't really have a business. But we've become much more than just the baseball. We're really, really proud of that. We miss our fans. We're connected to them, though. Our social media content through Caroline Phipps has been amazing, and we'll just continue to push our way through this.
One other important note about Funville Foodie Friday. Funville Foodie Friday. Say that 10 times fast.
Yeah.
One more important point about that is that it doesn't have to be lunch. It could be dinner, because available pickup times go from 11:30 a.m. all the way to 5 p.m., right?
That is correct. And the person that you're currently speaking with on the phone placed an order for Tanya and Madison this evening at 4:30. And we will be at least having the happy hour portion of our Friday night at the house with some ballpark fare. So some people are choosing to do it around lunchtime. Some people are choosing to do it the middle part of the day. Some people are starting their holiday weekend a little bit earlier, a.k.a. you. And then some people like us are going to have a little dinner time snack. So the hours, I think, work make it a little bit more flexible for you.
Parnie, keep up the great work, and I look forward to a time where you and I can be together in the same room and not have to worry about all this stuff going on.
I'm ready to give you a big, gigantic bear hug, my friend. Anytime I see you, as soon as we can do that, I'm going to give you a big, huge bear hug. And thank you for having me on today. If you didn't join us this week, please join us next week for Funville Foodie Fridays.
Absolutely. Parnie, be good. Be well. Take care.
Have fun. Go nuts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.